KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies and 36 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 45. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa Wednesday announced that on October 16, 35-year-old Marcus John Josephson was sentenced in Council Bluffs U.S. District Court for his role in a conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. Josephson was sentenced to slightly less than 8.5 years in prison to be followed by a term of supervised release of 3 years. On August 20th of this year, his co-defendants, 47-year-old Dustin Russell Bond and 31-year-old Clayton Dean Stucker, were also sentenced for conspiracy to distribute a controlled substance. Bond was sentenced to 14.6 years in prison, followed by a term of supervised release for 8 years. Stucker was sentenced to a little more than 6 years in prison, followed by a term of supervised release for 5 years. All three defendants had earlier pleaded guilty to the charge. On January 10th of 2018, Bond and Stucker were stopped by law enforcement in Mills County and found to be in possession of meth. They were associated with Marcus Josephson, who was assisted them in the distribution of controlled substances in Montgomery County. The case was investigated by the Southwest Iowa Narcotics Enforcement Task Force, U.S. Drug Administration, DEA, Mills County Sheriff's Department, and the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office. And as mentioned, the case was processed by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. Well, the 9 dozen sites around Iowa accepting unused prescription drugs this Saturday also will let Iowans turn in electronic cigarettes and the liquid pods. Dale Woolery said that some of Iowa schools in particular have collected quite a few of those electronic cigarettes and liquid pods. He's the director of the Iowa Office of Drug Control Policy, and this is the 18th National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day.
Over 100 Iowa sites are signed up to participate in this coming Saturday's Take-Back event. And in light of the current vaping illness outbreak, the DEA recently announced that it will also allow for the collection of vaping or electronic smoking devices at Saturday's take-back sites.
Some electronic cigarettes run on lithium batteries, and Woolery said those batteries must be removed before any of the vaping devices can be turned in at sites, which are primarily collecting unused prescription medications. Lithium batteries used in e-cigarettes were originally designed for power tools. A recent study found that more than 2,000 visits to emergency rooms between 2015 and 2017 were linked to an exploding e-cigarette battery. The primary point of this Saturday's take-back event is to collect unused prescription medications, and state officials said the volume that's out there is immense. For example, every 12 months, about 125 pounds of pills are left at police headquarters in West Des Moines. Page County Sheriff's Office Wednesday said efforts to find a missing rural Clarinda man who suffers from dementia were continuing but suspended last night. 69-year-old Dale Allen Hutwalker went missing Tuesday morning. He was last seen sometime between 4 and 5 a.m. on Tuesday. Emergency personnel and law enforcement from several counties conducted a trained systematic search of a greater circumference from where Hutwalker was last seen. And once again, the search was conducted yesterday by motorized vehicle, people on foot, drone, helicopter, and water rescue. The trained systematic search by emergency personnel and law enforcement lasted until dawn, unless he was found, which there's no word that he was this morning. Hutwalker is about 6 feet tall and weighs about 140 pounds. He has gray hair, a gray beard, and blue eyes, and was last seen in the residence wearing a gray or blue T-shirt, gray and black pajama pants, and white socks. Family members say that Hutwalker was unstable on his feet and walks with a severe lump, a limp that is. He also can't speak and can hardly hear. There is a picture of him under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Anyone with information about Mr. Hutwalker's location is asked to call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-1419 or their local law enforcement agency. Webster City Police said Wednesday the body of a man who had been missing for 4 days had been found. Police say 38-year-old J.D. Winecoop was reported missing on Sunday afternoon. His car was found parked outside of a Webster City convenience store. His wife, Danielle, posted a statement on social media Wednesday evening saying, "It is with a shattered heart that I announce we've canceled search and rescue. J. Winecoop has went home to Jesus. Out of respect for all the children and their families," she said, "I'm not releasing any more information at this time." She also thanked those who searched and prayed for her husband and added, "Thank you for allowing us to grieve this terrible loss. We ask that no GoFundMe or other online fundraiser be made in his name out of respect for Jay's wishes." Again, all their information was released on where Winecoop was found or the cause of his death. A father and son from Glidden and Carroll County are accused of several deer hunting violations. DNR Conservation Officer Andrea Bevington said the charges came after an online tip. 39-year-old Joshua Snyder and his 59-year-old father, Kenneth Snyder, are charged in the case.
This all stemmed from an internet post in November of 2018. With a deer taken in Taylor County.
Bevington said the charges involved the taking of multiple animals.
There were two deer that were up in Carroll County, and then there were three deer that were illegally taken in possession in Taylor County. So five deer total for Josh Snyder, and then there was four deer that were indirectly related that were charged to his father, Kenny Snyder.
Josh Snyder was charged with one count of interference with official acts, two counts of illegal possession of antlered white-tailed deer, illegal transportation of deer, and several tagging and license violations in Carroll County. He's charged with three counts of illegal take and possession of antlered white-tailed deer, deer hunting and with a prohibited rifle, falsely obtaining a duplicate any-sex deer bow license and tag, illegal transportation of deer, and several other tagging and deer license violations in Taylor County. Kenneth Snyder is charged with four counts of illegal possession of antlered white-tailed deer in Carroll County, and Bevington says they will release more information after the men have appeared in court.
It's still considered an active investigation, and so we're going to be having those initial appearances.
Appearances for both men are scheduled for later this month and mid-November. The Creston Police Department said yesterday a Creston man was arrested Tuesday afternoon. 37-year-old Ed Wysocki was arrested on an Adams County warrant for failure to appear. Wysocki was released to the custody of the Adams County Sheriff's Department. The Iowa Department of Public Safety said today a 35-year-old Richard Samuel Grills of Oskaloosa was arrested without incident Wednesday evening at his home. Grills was charged with one count of assault, a Class C felony, and one count of child endangerment causing injury, a Class D felony, both against a non-relative infant. The charges against them were the result of an investigation conducted by the Iowa DCI's Major Crime Unit and Oskaloosa Police Department. The investigation started October 16th after a 10-month-old was brought to the Mahaska County Hospital with multiple injuries. The infant is expected to make a full recovery. Grills is currently being held in the Mahaska County Jail without bond. Well, the use of electronic cigarettes and vaping products are unsafe at any age, according to the Centers for Disease Control. And Iowa's governor is exploring her policy options to respond to the problem. Governor Kim Reynolds said that she and her top staff will meet today to review ideas, including an outright ban on e-cigarettes and vaping cartridges.
I think something like eight states have banned several by executive order. We talked a lot about educating the public.
The Board of Health in the state of Washington banned the sale of flavored vaping products last week. Massachusetts, Michigan, Montana, New York, and Rhode Island have all approved some form of electronic cigarette ban. Some of those are being challenged in court. Reynolds told reporters she's not afraid to use her executive authority to establish a ban in Iowa.
But we'll take a look at it and see if that makes the most sense or if there's other things that we can do in the interim before we move to that step. And maybe it's a multi-step process. See if some of the things they're recommending works in the short term, and if we're not seeing the results that we think that we should, maybe that's something that we can look to in the future.
A recent federal survey found 28% of high schoolers admitted to regularly using e-cigarettes. There have been 41 vaping-related illnesses reported in Iowa. Reynolds says 34 of those patients had used a vaping cartridge that contained THC, which is an illegal drug. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.